Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Felton.
Alex! Oh, he's over here. Who is that out there? You got your brother up there or some cousin?
I was flattered to hear that a couple of our members at the Columbus Idea Foundry had already bought tickets before knowing that I'd be on the show. So I apologize to you guys. You already know the pitch. So come back next time.
Yeah. Or we can refund those. Alex Bandar, ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now from the Columbus Idea Foundry, a place where you can foundry your very ideas. And you got this is an excellent idea. Has this been being done anywhere else?
When I started about 6 years ago, I didn't know anyone else that was doing it. But since then, I've learned there's a term called a makerspace, which is a community workshop. And there are a lot of folks doing this, not as many doing it on the scale that we are. And I think that's a testament to how fun Central Ohio is and how much they want to make stuff.
Make stuff. Yes. Making stuff. Making stuff in Ohio. How does that yell go again, the O-H thing? Well, yeah, that's it. What was that space before? It looks like a factory or a warehouse or something?
Yeah, the Franklinton's a great neighborhood in Columbus, and it's on the up and up. Yes, yes. And we were invited by the Franklinton Development Association there to take over a 100-year-old shoe factory. We were doing this in another part of town.
What shoes did they make there?
It was called the Godman Shoe Company, but not sure what they did.
Yeah. Godman only knows.
And before us, it was a motorcycle factory.
Oh.
So it's very industrial, well-suited for our particular brand of mischief.
Now, the idea is this is a place where you can take an idea you have and actually manufacture it there. And you got everything you need. What sorts of things you have in there that you can use?
Yeah, so we've got everything from 3D plastic printers to laser cutters to blacksmithing. And I brought actually a few trinkets that we've done today that are kind of representative of that spectrum.
This thing here?
That's right. That's a 3D-printed Yoda head. And
Is that a lot of fun? Yeah, interesting.
And we teach classes on all of our tools, and then we sell memberships. So think of a gym, but instead of working out, you build stuff.
Can you, is your 3D printer, can you do, body parts and things on that?
You can indeed. And there's some famous
stories.
Isn't
the ink really expensive for that, though?
it's actually not too bad. And
it's not?
In fact, one of our member companies makes their own 3D printers, sells them through Amazon, and they also make their own plastic wire that you use that for. So it's a little
that
technical.
If you have a body part you're not that happy with, you could go in there and scale it up a little bit.
Come on down anytime, Michael.
Yeah. I'm not saying me. I'm saying I have this friend. He's a guy who's been shouting out in the audience there, and he has his body part. He's not too happy. Anyway, no. So this was made on, how was this?
Yeah,
made?
So that actually, we have, like I said, folks who do technical things like laser cutting and 3D printing.
Did you make this just for me?
Oh, well, that was actually
Star of David.
Our blacksmith. He's his name is Adlai. He looks like he stepped out of a Tolkien movie. Big black beard, neck like a bull. And he's Jewish, and he made this Jewish throwing star.
Then it's all right. It's a throwing star.
That's right. He's going after the lucrative Jewish ninja market.
Oh, man. I love it. And this?
That's a stainless steel pocket comb / bottle opener / keychain. So guys like me don't need that.
Yeah.
But,
so someone had this idea. Wouldn't it be great if there were a stainless steel, whatever that you just said.
Pocket comb, bottle opener, keychain.
All in one thing. And so at the Idea Foundry, you can go down there and you can make that.
That's right. We helped a company do a Kickstarter for that. You mentioned them earlier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mentioned who?
Oh, Kickstarter.
Oh, I mentioned Kickstarter.
Your book,
yeah.
Give Me Your Money. I'd buy that.
Would you? I've got to put it on there now. I've got to see what happens. I think it's going to work. Well, that's really cool. Now, what if you want to do, what do you say if you got this great idea for a 3-in-1 sort of stainless steel comb and bottle opener and whatever else you said it was, but you don't have the skill to do it, but you'd love to be able to,
That's exactly more than the value of the tools we've learned. It's the community of people who are attracted to them. So artists and engineers, designers and fabricators, students and teachers. And we learned a little bit late that we're actually a social club with tools, not so much a community workshop. And it's the type of people who, if you have an idea and don't know how to do it, they're eager to tell you and share their skills. Not in a kind of bragging way, but they just like to marvel in this new, very empowering creative culture.
Yeah. Okay, but what if I don't know how to do it?
Well, if you don't know how, we'll show you. We'll do it for you.
That's so what I'm asking. Will someone do it for me? I'll come in there and I'll pay for the ink.
Give us a thumbnail sketch. Give us a napkin. Just describe it in words, and we'll make it for you too.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's a whole lot of fun.
Is it going to cost me?
We're real cheap.
Yeah. So as you may get all this great talent there to help you do something, maybe learn some of these skills yourself. And that's an amazing opportunity.
Yeah, really bewildering and delightful community of people who just like to help other folks make stuff.
And are we getting an array of fabulous ideas coming out of there from the foundry?
We've had everything from, like I said, 3D printed Yoda heads to my friend Todd made an electric motorcycle that he actually demonstrated at COSI, at the local science museum here. We got folks making consumer parts like the pocket comb. We have folks doing hydroponics and aquaponics. Programming, you name it, everything from fun, kitschy things to real business ideas.
Yeah. Have you had like a really big Kickstarter success
several? We've helped five or six companies run a few Kickstarters and made over $100,000 collectively for those folks. And I think you mentioned the potato salad Kickstarter guy, too, was actually a member of the shop, for better or for worse. So,
yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Couldn't have happened to a better person. But he's actually a software guy. He started a software company at the Columbus Idea Foundry about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Spun out and has since found better things to do.
It's a matter of opinion, but still. And this, what is this device here?
This is this is our wrought iron toilet paper roll holder. So we try to be a living laboratory of all the things we've made at the shop. So
like for a Mediterranean restaurant or something like that, you go in there. This could be a problem, I guess.
So all the stalls in the shop have this on the drywall, and we also have a few desks and
chairs.
Which
way does it go exactly?
We'll put that just like that. And the toilet paper roll slides on like that.
And this, what is this supposed to do for
that's,
you?
That's ornamental.
It's really kind of a bad idea. I would like to speak to the author of this. They have that metal rod, this leaf sticking right up into your toilet paper arm. That's a good idea, though, I guess, in some ways. I mean, do people come in and make weapons and that sort of thing, too? Because that's a disturbing possibility.
Sure, you hear about 3D printed guns and things like that. But really, it's a good group of folks, and no one's too mischievous. But we do have folks making unmanned aerial vehicles. My friend Gary is in the audience. He's doing that, too.
So drones.
Drones, that's right. That's right.
Where's the drone guy? Okay, I see you. Just want to know where you are. Stay where I can see you, man. Well, that's cool. So you're making drones and all that stuff. That's really good. Is this at all supported by state funds or any local funds?
I started it on my own. Yeah. My background is in computational metallurgy. And
what is that?
That's complicated.
What even is that?
It's a material science and engineering degree where
aircraft design?
Aircraft, automotive, consumer products, retail. Came to Columbus to work for a small tech company, and I wrote software for the metal forming industry. But my sister is a sculptor and a professor of jewelry up in Vermont. Mm-hmm. And one day she invited me to give a guest lecture to her art students. Mm-hmm. And I thought, new PhD, hard scientist, this would be fun and easy. And I got up there, and I couldn't teach them anything practical. And they were all better blacksmiths, welders, machinists than I was. They were all better makers. So if I had an idea, I could write a computer program about it. If they had an idea, they just made it.
Yeah.
And so it was purely out of jealousy and envy that I started the Columbus Idea Foundry.
Yeah.
I really wanted to learn how to use tools, really wanted a place to be able to do that, and found out that actually many of the skills you need are available for free online. You can watch a YouTube video on how to make almost anything from a table to a mobile app, and things like 3D printers, laser cutters, mean that you don't have to apprentice for years and years before you can make something practical.
Yeah.
So pooled tools, did it evenings and weekends while I was still an engineer for the day job, and thankfully there are enough creative and technically tinkering people in Columbus that it turned into a business.
It's cool, though, because you get people, a lot of brilliant software people and so forth, and then to take that and suddenly you're doing something tangible, something you can touch and feel and use and utilitarian or whatever, that's kind of cool. I hope that's a trend.
Yeah, and actually a large number of our members are IT people and programmers, and they're excited about what's called the bits to atoms phenomenon. So they've been able to write software, digital bits, and now they can actually control things like atoms, like the plastic that a 3D printer will make. So a lot of folks are interested in that. And
we could bring some of these people back down to earth, is what I'm saying. With all their amazing creative skills, that could be...
You know, you
quite
throw
something.
All that into one pot, people who are great programmers and who can make things. That's very exciting.
Everything
from toys to motorcycles.
Very exciting.
And we did grow as a grassroots organization, but started attracting some attention from groups like the Columbus Foundation, which gave us a grant to, actually gave the Franklin and Development Association a grant to help us build out the new space.
Ow, God. You're my star, David throwing star. I'm sorry, it was very painful. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But or maybe I did. I guess I was subconscious, so I didn't. My mind was wandering, and I kept seeing the star, wondering how you throw this without lacerating yourself. But
I left the sword behind stage, actually.
Really? There's a star David
no, there's,
sword?
No, there's a three-foot sword.
That'd be
that
quite
I was
a cut,
security.
Actually.
I was surprised they let me in the theater with it.
We have no security.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's an amazing thing, and I love it. Are you working on a project of your own along these lines?
You know, I wish.
Do you have
I
a dream,
the shop.
Do you have a dream project?
Yeah, you know, in 6 years, I've made two things, which is pretty sad, actually. So I'm looking forward to getting the shop up and running so I can actually make some fun stuff. Nice. I made a... it's an Edison phonograph horn that plays streaming internet radio through a device called a Chumbi. And so it looks like a little Edison phonograph that plays things, fun music.
I like that. That's a good idea. What's the other one that you made?
It was a steampunk computer desk. So you take one of those old-fashioned desks with the flip-top wood and the hole for the ink and the chair attached. But we modified it to have a little LCD on the inside, a wood inlaid computer with a big brass bolt for the on button. I like these kind of mashups of art and tech.
And for those of us who are not familiar with the steampunk movement, that means...
Things that look like they may have been made in the era of steam power. So 100 years ago, lots of brass, lots of lacquered wood, but they function. They have a high-tech purpose.
Awesome. Very cool. Very cool. Alex, I want to thank you for stopping in and showing us these things and for what you're doing. That's a great idea, I think.
My great pleasure.
Columbus Idea Foundry, Alex Bandar.
Thank you very much.
Alex! Okay, I'm sorry, you're right here. Where is that guy anyhow? I keep saying. Where is that guy? I keep saying. Alex Bandar. Very, very cool. I like it. I like it.